Welcome, everybody, to Slay the Stars, episode 70. Last time we finished our flashback to Zemanshar's raid of Nexus headquarters, where they slayed some strange gelatinous monster, and we flashback forward to the present, where we have now completed scooping all this brain goo into containers. And from there, what are y'all doing? What's your next step? Zem, are you going to work immediately trying to...
Sorry.
You should be.
How dare you, sir!
Zem, are you immediately going to work checking this stuff out? Are you going to move on to something else for the evening to get your mind off of it?
So, I think Luteo was really kind of taking charge of that. He really seemed to want to be the one. But I am going to kind of follow him and offer any help. I'm going to fall into, like, student mode, where I'm actually not a pain in the ass and actually helpful if, like, you know, he would like a lab assistant. I'm fine to be in that capacity.
All right. And I would like for you to roll me an investigation check to see how helpful you are to him.
Okay. Ooh, I get to add a lot to that. So, let's hope I don't roll real bad.
Why would you say that?
I didn't roll real bad. I rolled great.
I'm a god.
I can't do math, though. 26?
All right. Jesus. So, everybody helps you and Luteo transport this barrel down the steps and into what Luteo has sort of set up in the corner of the communal area as, like, a lab area. He does have a rudimentary sort of microscope that he's using. It's not what we would have as a microscope, but it does have, like, different lenses so that you can look a little closer, like a high-powered magnifying glass. I was stuck on microscope, yeah. And then I couldn't get to it. Magnifying glass.
Magnifying scope.
And at the same time, he wants to work on some little experiments, like trying to put this in water and see what happens, trying to catch it on fire and see what happens, seeing if different items that he has in his components pouch react differently with it. And between the two of you, crazy high roll over here, you learn some things about this brain goo. The first is that whatever has changed this creature into its current form is very similar to what you saw in some of the animals and wildlife that were changed, almost sort of rabid around Vella, right? But this is, like, far advanced. Instead of having what looked to be in the past, like, necrosis, it's almost like whatever has been introduced to this organism has become completely one with it.
Like, do you think it's, would you say it's taken it over?
It has taken it over. And one of the reasons you know that is because you find strange bones and body parts and things that have been, like, kind of absorbed into the center of this mass, but seem to have no purpose now. So whatever this thing is that has taken this host over, it's changed it into an almost unidentifiable mass. Because even with the bits and pieces that you've taken apart, and even with the roll that you made, you can't figure out what this was. Which tells you that this was not something native to Vella. Which makes sense because you encountered out here in space. But my point is that this is not something that you've seen before.
Okay. And so would you say that we learned some weaknesses as far as, like, cold, hot, like, different things that we've introduced to it?
You know that this is weak to radiant. And especially you, Zem, there are some moments where you yourself are interacting with this where it almost seems like it scoots back away from your hand. And not in, like, an intelligent way, like it's trying to get to you. Just, like, as in your presence is repelling this thing. And it does not react the same way to Luteo's touch.
So you mean like the same side of a magnet movement?
Yes. Okay. Very much like that.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Char, what are you up to?
I'll be honest. I don't know. Showering, I think, technically. Isn't that where, what the next...
I think he did prestidigitation, but yeah.
You still feel dirty.
Yeah. Did you guys... have you ever seen The Pacifier with Vin Diesel?
Yes, okay. I have seen that.
The scene where he, like, had to jump into the sewer and he, like, takes the scrubber and, like, scrubs his face. Oh. Pretty much that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Just ew. Nothing is clean ever.
Char, when you get out of the communal wash bath area and you come back into your room to, you know, finish fixing your hair or whatnot, Del is just sitting there, like, in the hammock, swinging, waiting for you. He's like, hey, Char.
Got something on your mind?
No, I was just thinking, since we're, like, best friends now and bunkies.
That's very strong.
And Luteo is super busy with Zem right now. Do you want to make dinner with me?
You know what? Yeah. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. Okay. So Del sits and is just like awkwardly like waiting for you to get ready so that you can go. They look like one of those little kids who's like waiting to leave and is like, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Okay. Fine. Come on. Clearly put on pants. Come on.
So
he doesn't put on his wrappings then, so it's still in the room.
Okay.
Because he's being rushed out of the goddamn dorm.
Del sees your forearms where your tattoo is for the first time and is like, hey, what's that?
That is a line. Mm-hmm.
That's a weird tattoo. Why would you just get one line?
I was confused as a child.
You got a tattoo when you were a child?
Fuck, this is not working out.
Goblin parents would never, ever let their kid get a tattoo when they're still a kid.
Del, how old are you again?
Old enough.
Do you have a tattoo?
I mean, yeah.
He, like, looks at him like, okay.
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Okay. So, Del, like, rolls up their sleeve a bunch, and you see that they have on their bicep a little, like, DZ with a heart. Oh, God.
I asked for this. This was my fault. Yep, I think, I changed my mind. I'm going to go put on a shirt into my wrappings.
No, wait, I want to talk. Why'd you get a circle? Is it, like, I got mine for Zuby. Did you have a, is this like a wedding thing? Like some people have rings or anklets and like you have a circle?
That's not a bad guess. Smarter than I would have guessed.
Is it for a special person for you?
That's not incorrect either. Del, have you any, run into anybody from the garden? At this point, he is wrapping up his arm.
So there were people from the garden at, you know, the party that night. I remember them, and I've seen them around. Mm-hmm. They were at the school that night.
Yeah.
They seem like they suck pretty bad.
Yeah, they definitely suck pretty bad.
Like, they're all evil. We should kill every one of them.
I don't know if that's the move.
All of them. Just put them in a pile and set them on fire.
Put them on a fire and set them on pile.
On pile, yeah.
Pile plus fire is sort of pyre. So.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. We're going to kill them all. Right, Char?
It's super effective.
I heard they live underground. We could just, you know, like...
Raid.
Throw it in. But, like, yeah, treat them like...
like cockroaches?
Yeah, like cockroaches. Set them on fire. Plug all the holes.
Somewhere else on the ship, Zamira's laughing for no reason.
But it's like an evil cackle, like you've discovered something.
Yeah.
Fire.
It signifies a step, though.
I don't understand. Like a step in what?
To what some people call enlightenment.
Like a... I don't really understand.
The people of the garden, that's what they believed, is there were 10 steps to enlightenment. And the more experienced you got, the further up the ladder you climbed.
You only got to the first step?
First of all, ouch. And yeah, because you're right, they do suck.
Why'd you leave?
That's a good question. What was that for?
Del rolled a very poor insight check, so they're going to keep pressing on this, even though Char's clearly feeling awkward. Wait, did you not leave? Did they throw you out? Did you do something bad?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you punch someone? Did you steal something?
Punching was part of my everyday.
I'd be like, did you punch someone when you're not supposed to punch someone?
That was not a rule. I broke.
This is very much giving. Did you rub my lamp?
Did you bring me here?
Ow. Damn. I broke a rule. A rule that shouldn't have been broken.
Which one?
Let's just say that your tattoo and mine mean roughly the same thing.
Oh my god. Is there a love story here?
He just gets up and walks over to the kitchen like he's starting to cut up.
No, Char, I want to hear about it.
It's not happy, Del.
Are they dreamy?
What was that for? What was the lack of pen?
Bitch!
I don't know if dreamy's the right word. Zem has serious disagreements with them.
Wow. Hey, Sharp. And Del, kind of takes two quick steps to catch up to you and puts their hand on your shoulder to stop you.
You mean like on my arm? Knee.
Yeah, that's true. They're significantly shorter than you. It's just like,
imagining like a cartoon, like Animaniacs, like pulls out a ladder out of nowhere.
I don't know what happened with this person. And it seems like it sucks. But like, I know what that's like, so I won't ask any more questions, but if you want to talk about it, like, I'd listen.
I think I'm more interested with how you spend your time, Del.
What do you mean?
In the city? The reason you got your tattoo?
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, I mostly just spend my time following you all around, trying not to get caught by you, plotting your deaths.
No. Before that.
Which part?
If I could find the map. Because I'm proud of my...
Like when you were in Annenfell?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, like before I followed you? Whenever I was just like in Annenfell?
Yep.
Oh, but whenever we were in Annenfell, I was mostly... Well, first, I mean, I was teaching Zuvi how to even, like, do simple things like pickpocket and pick locks and stuff. Because she was just used to being like a courtier and, you know, she didn't have a lot of, you know, skills. And Then once she started getting the basics and we started procuring some goods, we then had to find our openings to kind of like fence some goods, you know, until we can get our own thing going. But basically, we were trying to set up our own little...
crime syndicate.
Yeah. I mean, eventually it might have gotten that big, but for then it was just the two of us, and that felt fun and special.
God damn it, Marvin Gaye.
Just the two of us.
I don't know if we could say that. Crime syndicate. Obviously, you taught her a lot. She teach you anything?
She was trying to help me, like, with my people skills, you know? I think I've gotten a lot better.
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. You still don't tell people why you're mad at them.
Oh, you knew.
Nope. No, I didn't. I did not tell. I just was attempted to be murdered.
Well, you know, to be fair, I was going to kill Zem first.
That is not fair.
Yeah, kill Zem first. Because she's the squishy.
Did she?
Kill the caster first. That's the first rule of murders.
Strategy? In war?
It's a little unfair, though, because I think, based on what I've seen from you, it seems like you're also learning a little more magic than I thought you had.
Yeah, that surprised me, too.
So.
What, I just, between the both of them, all the vegetables are chopped up. What were we making again?
I don't know. I was just doing what you told me to do.
But I didn't tell you to do anything.
Oh, I was just doing what I thought I should do based on what you were doing. Shit. And at this point, you look down and you've chopped up like 6 pounds of carrots. There's so many carrots.
Luteo's gonna freak out.
We're in trouble.
No, it's fine. We can make like, what's something that has a lot of carrots?
Not 6 pounds of carrots.
It's fine. It's good. It'll keep us from getting night blindness.
Scurvy?
No, night blindness. Everybody knows carrots are really good for eyesight. Oh, it's dark out here in space.
Night blindness.
Yeah. It's important. Sure, we can make some like carrot pie.
Sure has to walk that one off.
It's good. It's like, think about it. Like, carrots are orange. Sweet potatoes and pumpkins are orange. We could probably turn them into a pie.
Do we have bread? Breading?
There's some bread.
Can we make pot pie?
With bread?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sure, that sounds great.
I don't know. We've got vegetables and a dream.
You fucking can now.
Okay. Well, what else should we put in here to, like, flavor the carrot pot pie?
The rest of the vegetables.
Okay. And we have some, like some like salted meats. There's a corned beef in here. Corned beef, carrot, pot pie.
All right. This is what they get for putting us in charge of food. We'll never have
you
to do it again.
You put yourself in charge.
Sure. I would like for you
no.
to roll.
I don't want to make a cookie check.
Just a wisdom check.
Natural 20.
I saw that happen too, y'all. He is not shitting. It's a natural 20, and he's a cleric, so plus.
No, it's fine. Wisdom, so plus 4? 24? Hold on a second. Yes, because I have a 19, not a 20.
Somehow. You make the most delicious carrot corned beef pot pie that has ever been created.
I like to imagine they're both mad that it turned out. God damn it.
Yeah, it's because what really happens is, like, you remember how you're like, oh, no, I remember when my mom used to make corned beef. She was always like, you have to boil it because it's too salty. And so you boil it and you have this like potluck. You're like, oh, I'm going to boil the carrots in that water. So it seasons the carrots a little bit and it all comes together eventually.
Somehow.
And eventually you all sit down to have dinner together. And Zem, you are served your own personal corned beef carrot pot pie.
Mmm.
Clearly you are in the zone. Yummy food.
Luteo's like, there must be 15 pounds of carrots in here.
Let's not worry about
this. Luteo does go like, did you use all the carrots?
You should also try the tea. It's the...
Every one of the carrots?
What?
Why? Why so many carrots? There were other vegetables.
That is an excellent question.
Okay. He takes a bite and he's like, I mean, at least it tastes okay, I guess. It's a weird, weird choice.
Okay, between like Char and Del. Like, okay, what do you mean okay?
Del's like, better than what okay. Are you talking about? This is delicious.
We worked very hard.
It's delightful. Thank you for dinner.
How was the slime experiments?
Oh, we made a lot of progress. We found out a lot. I've got like, look at all these notes, and I just hold up like a stack of sheets.
Is that all of your paper?
No.
Okay. Good. Good.
I feel like you have crates of paper.
Yeah.
Shark does
neglect,
not know this.
Yeah, I neglect to mention how much paper I have forced people to put on this ship.
There's a magical paper crate and a normal paper crate and another crate with both of them.
Multiple normal paper crates.
Kai, who has already eaten like her entire pot pie, she just like scarfed it down.
Were you hungry? Like, we can get you more food.
Oh.
Have you not eaten today?
I think it's just because I haven't been sleeping very much. My appetite is just, I'm hungry all the time.
Does that seem off?
It's weird.
Like, manically off?
Roll me a medicine check.
Nope. I got nothing. Medicine, 10.
No, I mean, she looks medically fine. It does sound weird to you that she's, like, starving like this, but you have noticed she hasn't been sleeping, so.
We should really get you back on a normal sleep schedule.
I don't know, but, like, being out here just, maybe it's because there's not really, like, a night-day cycle. I want to be awake all the time.
Just don't forget that the body still needs sleep.
Oh, no, of course. I try to take some naps here and there.
I mean, what would happen if you missed the exciting parts because you fell asleep because you weren't getting enough?
But that would be
bad.
Bad.
Yeah, let's get you rested.
One more pot pie first.
Yeah. Why don't I take over the watching of the ship duties tonight? Here.
Okay. Okay. She starts eating again, and like she's talking with food in her mouth, which you've also never seen her do before, and she's just like, so, one of you mentioned that the goo up there kind of reminded you of something that you saw before. What do we think is happening with all of this? What do you think this is related to?
I don't know. I don't know the origin, but it does seem to be some sort of infection. Like a rampant, aggressive infection.
Hmm. Like maybe these were the things that were turning the animals?
Possibly. I mean, I think for sure it's coming from the same place or thing. But other than that, I don't know yet.
I mean, you both have been exposed to this multiple times, though, and you don't seem to be infected.
Yay.
And I mean, we've been exposed, and so far none of us seem to be infected. Do you think there's a reason, or do you think that it's just luck?
I mean, we kind of blew it up, so.
I don't know. I don't know if it's...
That's making you think of the trolls in the garden.
It's like, it seems that everything that gets infected is sort of lower...
intelligence?
Mm-hmm. So maybe that has something to do with it, a piece of it.
So maybe, like, the lower your intelligence, the easier it is for these things to take hold?
Maybe.
Perhaps. I mean...
Maybe it has to be dead.
That being said, though, when we were in the warehouse, there was that thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was an animal base.
I'm just saying there were two beings occupying the same space, so... I don't know if that person was an idiot or not, however.
It's definitely something.
I don't know. Something to keep in mind, though.
Good one.
Dashara speaks up, and she's like, I am a little concerned because...
About the carrots? I'm so sorry.
No, the carrots are delicious. Listen, I was in the military. Do you know what they make us eat? This is 5-star meal in comparison. My concern is more like, since coming out here, we've seen weird glowy ghost things, a brain attacked us. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to guard against. I don't know what to be on the lookout for. I feel like we just walked into a battle zone with no idea of what's around us.
Well, we did. I mean, I don't think that that's far off.
And I guess we have to prepare for everything that's out here. Because if this space would be a human body, we are the foreign entity.
That's true.
Are we the baddies?
I don't think that we can know what to prepare for. All of this is uncharted, as far as we know.
How much would you have told them about what you know about Nox and Nex and the gods and things like that?
Kai, probably a lot, but I don't think any of the others.
No, and that would have occurred probably before the ship.
Okay. So Kai speaks up and she's like, something that I've thought about is when we're out here, are we more vulnerable to Nox's attacks? Could she just show up one day and obliterate us? And if so, why hasn't she done it yet?
Well, hopefully the answer is because she can't.
I don't know. I don't know if there is a waypoint. I don't know if there is a bubble. I don't know if as we go, it changes. I feel like interference means it's inclusive of those who are from... I don't know. We don't really know a lot of the specifics. They tell us exactly enough to keep us interested and also vulnerable.
I feel like there's so much we don't know.
I have felt that way for...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's why we're here. We're trying to figure it out. On our way to stopping whatever this madness is.
Well, when we get to Lyra, if we get to Lyra, what's the plan? What are we going to do?
What?
Pinky in the brain.
Wait, who's Pinky and who's the brain?
I'm not the brain.
I suggest we have a full frontal assault.
I mean, I from my experience, I don't think that there's really going to be any constructive discussion. I don't know that she's even still there. I think reconnaissance first. I think we need to find the other person.
I would like for you both to roll me perception checks.
18.
27.
Okay. As you are talking about this, getting to Lyra and what the next plan is, you both have this odd sensation of almost being watched. Like that like hairs on the back of your neck standing up moment. And Char, for you, there's a moment where things around you just shimmer in an odd way. And as quickly as it happens, it stops and the feeling recedes.
I'm popping the tech magic immediately.
Okay.
On that.
Roll me a wisdom check.
Fuck. 6.
Char, you catch a fleeting moment of divination magic, but as soon as you feel it, it's also gone.
Did it feel like the spell that was cast on... what the hell did we call it? Prairie pressings.
Oh.
Because we've seen it in
action. 6 is not very high. I will say that it felt similar in the way that divination magic all feels similar, but as far as like an origin, you can't pinpoint it.
Okay, cool, 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 cool. Did it seem like anybody else noticed besides us?
You noticed Zem look up as well, but she didn't see the shimmer. She just felt, Zem looks paranoid, like looking around like for somebody looking at her, but.
But anybody else in the room?
Nobody else seemed to notice. Well, hold on. You also notice Kai kind of like that's what she does. She like rolls her shoulder back a little bit, but like, that's it.
He's gonna go up on the ship.
Okay.
Zem, he's kind of gonna, kind of look at Zem and be like, when you get a minute.
Well, when he does that, yeah.
Okay. So Char heads up a couple seconds later. Zem follows behind. You take a glance around the deck of the ship and you don't notice anything different, but communicate.
You felt that, right?
I did.
Okay. Felt like divination magic, not like somebody was here.
I just felt like I was being watched.
What about the elf asshole magic power bullshit? Istin? Yeah. Mm. You think that was Istin?
I guess. I mean, he was able to tap into a lot of things, but we're really far, and I don't know how he would be able to pinpoint us.
Did we give him any blood or hair or anything?
Mm-mm.
Would anybody else have?
I mean, I don't know. It wouldn't have been Luteo, not Dashara. I don't think Kai, but we weren't with Kai the whole time.
What about Del?
They're not always.
I'm not saying
the most...
it's his fault.
No. What I mean is,
I'm sorry. It's not. I'm not saying it's their fault.
They're not always the most honest with us, and I don't know that it would have been something that they plotted. But if Istin tricked them the way that Istin tricked everybody else, it doesn't need to have been done in malice to have been obtained.
And it doesn't look like there's any, like, scorch marks or anything on the ship.
No scorch marks, nope.
Like he's going to do, like, gravity 360 around the ship to see if there was anything.
Yeah. Roll me a perception check.
Hells yeah. 17.
Okay. You do not find any scorch marks, any weird markings, things like that.
Hmm. Thanks, I hate it.
The thing is, yes, Istin might have designs on where we should be going, what we should be doing, and obviously they don't agree with our own. However, Istin isn't the only one that's looking for us. I don't just want to put all of our theories in one category.
Fair enough. But it seemed like somebody was casting it ish. I don't know. It was fleeting. I caught a glimpse of it, but not much.
Glimpse? What do you mean?
He points to his eyes.
Like a person?
No. It like the magic, not the...
Can you describe it to me?
I can try. I'll try to like go over it because it was like a pulse wave through, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those moments where you had the feeling, you saw Zem had the feeling, you hit detect magic, and it was almost like watching a wave recede very quickly, right? And it had that tinge of divination magic. And so for Char, what does it look like when he is seeing these magical auras?
So like magical auras, so for magical auras is kind of like golden-ish. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a good reference. In Persona, when you use like your third eye and like the things that are valuable, they just glow yellow. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
Okay. So it was like that, and whatever color you attribute to divination magic, it was that. But it just like, it was glowing, and then as quickly it was there, it kind of just receded and was gone. You didn't get a lot of information other than the fact that that is the residue that was left behind from whatever spell was cast.
Hmm. Yeah, and it didn't leave anything behind either. It's not like before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Who else do we know that has divination magic? There aren't many. At least there aren't many who claim.
So it would be one of them that is deceased, mm-hmm. one of them that is still alive, and maybe one other person?
Yeah, I mean, there were other students, but they weren't...
Not that level of it.
Mm-mm. No, none of the students you can think of, Zem, would even come close. Like, you were his prodigy. Like... None of the other divination students could do something like this. Pretty sure.
With the description that I got from Char, would I have some inkling of what the spell might be?
With what Char is saying and the lack of the scorch marks and what you know of divination spells, for it to be enacted this far away across planes... No one, the only people you can think of would be the exact people you're talking about right now, Istin, because somehow he is figuring out ways to push magic beyond the borders of what you think is possible, mm-hmm. using whatever mechanical means he's using to amplify these spells, as well as potentially like god tier level people like Adria, Nox.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to narrow it down from there.
Roll me an Arcana check, Zem.
Oof. 11.
Yeah, that's about all you can figure.
Then maybe it was just a warning.
I don't know. It didn't feel like a warning. It just felt like keeping track of.
Okay. Well, then let's keep a track of keep a track of. Let's keep track of how often they're starting to occur. If they do, then.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if there's anything we can shield against. I'll look through my books.
Okay.
We'll talk to Kai.
Maybe I'll know something too. See if what limited magic I has any. Use.
Okay.
Zem, remind me, you took the pendulum off. Did you ever put it back on? Is it on your person or have you left it in your cabin?
It's in my component pouch.
Okay.
And no, I didn't put it back on.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of the pendulum, though, Zem, I feel like we haven't done any of your divination tools recently. Would you like to use any of them to try to learn something about this situation?
I'm trying to think of what I want to use, though. I don't really think the cards are appropriate for this situation. But I'm also kind of mad at the pendulum for no good reason. Let's start with the, like, the knuckle bones.
Okay. We haven't done knuckle bones in a while.
Yeah. So they're in my pouch, one of my pouches as well. I'm going to roll 3 because I don't know why.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just going to let my brain tell me that this is what I'm doing. All right. So then I will take the cloth and the cup and the dye out. I'm going to take 3 of the, not the dye, the knuckle bones. I'm going to take 3 of the knuckle bones and put them back in my pouch. And then the other 3 in the cup. I'm going to, like, shake it and then do that.
Okay. And what are you focusing on as you do this?
I am trying to trace back to a source. So I'm thinking about the description that Char provided me, what the magic looked like. I'm focusing on the feeling that I had of being watched. And I'm trying to, like, follow that path.
All right, and roll me an intelligence check to go along with this.
Okay. Oof. Damn. That's you said one. Intelligence check?
Yes.
23.
And you rolled a 4, 5, 6?
Mm-hmm.
Which means you got a flower, a knife, and a crown.
What? Which was which?
It's in that order. So the 4 is a flower, the 5 is a knife, and the 6 is a crown.
What do you have? A knife!
Because I had you roll the in check, and it's 23, with the flower, knife, crown, Zem starts to think about what these things could represent. So a knife and a crown is to Zem kind of pointing towards a royal death. And that immediately doesn't stand out as anything that narrows it down, because you could say Adria and the queen that she has imprisoned. You could say Istin and his, like, takeover of Annenfell.
Mm-hmm.
This could be leaning towards, like, Nox and Nex trying to overthrow Primus. But it's the flower. The flower that is throwing you off, because that is the one that seems to be pushing towards this. And for you, that feels like it's softening this. And it's pointing you towards Adria.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's you feel that.
When these were rolled, the order that they were in was 4, 6, 5. Mm-hmm. And then we said, like, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that also says that it's, like, not happened, but potentially happening.
Mm-hmm.
The knife being the last is, like, future to me. So these 3 being the results let me know who, but they also say that the queen is still there. And, like, no action has actually taken place yet. But the fact that it was a knife kind of puts some urgency. Like, so I feel urgent about this as well.
Yes.
Is there any, like, can we see Lyra?
You can. You haven't traveled far enough for it to be a lot brighter, but since you got out of the bubble of Vella and you are in space, the light is much clearer, and it is that bright, but also kind of like dark because the dark color purple, almost like, you know, like how black lights are bright, mm-hmm. but also not bright also at the same night, time. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it almost, it has that sort of look to it.
Okay. And based on the distance with Vella and how small Lyra looks in comparison, like if I had to estimate how long it was going to take.
That is quite a question. Roll me an intelligence check.
Can't see what that is. Oh. A 16.
Okay. So you sit down, and in my mind, you were doing this because there's the table that Kai has set up there with her instruments that she uses to track the stars and stuff. And you sit down there, and you're looking at some of the stuff that she's plotted, and you're trying to use some of that information to see how far you've gone and how bright it is. It's not going to be perfect, but in your mind, you're guessing that you have 4 to 6 weeks of travel left, maybe. Okay. Assuming everything remains the same, 4 to 6 weeks.
So then, once I get that information, I am going to take the pendulum out of the pouch as well, and I want to ask some questions.
All right. Sure, what are you doing while Zem's doing all this?
Watching. Because I know it's been a little while, so he's kind of just staying out of it.
Okay.
Plus 3.
Oh, I... Okay.
Oh, all right, so what did you get?
So this is intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence. So 23.
All right. So that gives you a 4 questions.
Okay. So the first question is, I just want to confirm. So did Adria just cast a spell to watch us?
You get a yes.
Forgot to write these down. Will the queen on Lyra that I've seen in my dreams,
not Adria, the other one,
die before 6 weeks are up?
From today.
Oh, you get a no.
Is Adria still planning to kill her sister?
Get a yes.
Does Adria need me in order to kill her sister? Nope. Does Adria need us in order, one of us or both of us? Hold on. Does Adria need either one of us to kill her sister?
A subcategory, Char or Zem.
Yes.
Do you want to know what my notes look like?
Chicken scratch?
No, actually, I have like a whole page of notes.
That's awesome.
These 4 questions I summarized with cast, no, sorry, Adria cast, yes, die, no, kill, yes, tool, yes.
Do we know her sister's name or no?
You have not gotten the name yet.
She's refused to speak the name.
NDA, got it. Mm-hmm. All right. That was 4.
Zem, just as you're going to put your pendulum back away, you notice that after it gives you the last, what was the last one? Yes, she needs you, or Char, mm-hmm. or both of you, or something. As you're holding it, and it's saying, like, yes, it's going back and forth, all of a sudden it starts to, like, swing again in, like, a circle the way it does if you're going to ask another question. You're like, that's weird. And then all of a sudden it starts to go in, like, erratic patterns, like, it's almost like it's trying to spell something out to you.
I've never seen this before.
We have ink, right? You have ink and paper?
I mean, it's gonna, yes, but, like, I don't want to cover, I don't want to ruin, like, I, what about...
Okay, fine. Do I, can I wait, tell what it's saying?
No, wait, flour. I need flour.
Oh, yeah. Pulls it from his bag, throws it on the deck. Nailed it. 60 episodes later.
So I want to, like, try to hold it so that it's hovering, but not, like, I want to try and let it draw whatever it wants to draw in the pile of flour.
Okay. Okay. And you find that it is spelling a word.
What the fuck? Is that what it spells?
Run. No.
Run. No. It is spelling the word Sybil.
S-I-B-I-L?
S-Y-B-I-L. Sybil.
Don't we? Haven't we heard that before? Library.
Both of you roll me history checks.
Okay. I don't think Char knows.
Oof.
That's the thing. I don't think Char knows. I think it was in Zem's book, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, potentially.
Fuck. Where's history? Plus zero, six.
What'd you get?
12.
You both know you've heard this, but it's just... This is one of those times where this was mentioned once before in a game in passing, and it feels like you're hearing it again for the second time, but you don't understand the significance. It's just come up again, and that's how it's... The way you're feeling is the same way your characters are feeling. Continue.
So I'm gonna... I don't know what the fuck that means, but isn't I feel like I should.
Covenant or... siblings or gods?
What? I don't know. I don't know. And then I'm gonna, like, wipe the flower. Like I'm gonna clear it. Mm-hmm. Like, shuffle, whatever.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna see if it has anything else to say.
As you wipe it away, the pendulum just stills.
No!
Stops. Did it seem like it was just writing Sybil, or was there more before it?
No, it just, it seems like it was just, whenever you finally put the flower down, it felt like it, like, reset, and okay. It started writing the thing it was writing again.
I'm gonna stare at it for a minute, and then I'll put it back around my neck.
I'm gonna go ask Kai.
Okay.
Just a casual, does the word Sybil mean anything to you?
As you all are doing this, Kai is actually coming upstairs because her cabin is on the top deck, and she's like, I think I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to go try to take an... Oh, hey, what? Sure, what?
The word Sybil, does that mean anything? Because we're... And he's obviously lying. He's like, we feel like we've heard the word, and now we can't remember why.
She's a Sybil... I think, there was a cult? I mean, this was a long time ago, like, during the Age of Splendor, here on, there on Vela. They were a cult, a divinatory cult? I think that's all. I can't remember much.
Stomach, I need you to shut the fuck up. All right.
Maybe perfect. I'll sleep on it, and I'll, if I think of anything, yeah. I'll...
Get some rest.
Okay.
I'm going to my room. I'm going to start going through my books and
Char goes back to the deck to tell, hey, I think it's up. Where the fuck did you go?
I'm going through, like, my notebooks, but also, like, some of the books that I have, and I'm looking for a number of things. I'm looking for potential shield to protect us from being watched. And I'm looking for, like, any mention of Sybil, and just anything to make any of this clearer for us.
Okay. Zem, roll me an investigation check.
What the fuck are you doing, stomach?
25.
Damn.
All right. So I am going to give you a chance to get information on two things, two subjects. So what are the two of the things you just asked me? What are the two questions that you would like to at least have partially answered by the things that you find?
So I want to know what Sybil is, because this pendulum has literally never tried to quote unquote talk before. Okay. So the fact that it decided to not just act as a normal pendulum, but to try to communicate is big. So there's that. And then I guess a shield. Look for a spell that covers the ship in general. And not just does one exist, but like, what is the cost?
Okay. Okay. So we'll start with that one, because that is an easier question to answer. You, in the books and stuff that you've taken on magic, you find some information on an abjuration spell called non-detection. And what that spell does is for about 8 hours, it makes you hidden from divination magic. But you know that that spell works for one person, and it costs a pinch of diamond dust worth 25 gold pieces, which is consumed. So you think that based on this spell, you could potentially find a way to make this encompass maybe you and Char, maybe the entire ship, but you would have to scale the level of the spell and the ingredients to cover something of that size. And that's something that you could potentially work on in your free time.
Okay.
Now, you find in your white book of deities and things like that, you find a mention under the god Apenor of the Sibylline cult. And basically, they were a cult of seers devoted to finding the truth and understanding the future. And that makes sense, because Apenor was the god of truth and knowledge and things like that. And you find an image drawn there of like the lead priest or priestess of the cult, who is wearing in the image, this is a hand-drawn image, not a photo, but a necklace that looks very much like the pendulum in your pocket. The chain is different, but the pendant itself on my neck. Looks very similar.
Does this mean you're actually a cult leader?
Yes. Criminal syndicate. Check. Cult, check.
Half check. We had to find our followers first. Apparently they're spying on us from a distance.
What else about the woman? What does she look like? I mean, I know it's a drawing or sketch or whatever, but...
Yeah, so she looks regal in her dress. She's wearing... very much like a flowing gown that is white with like gold trim. What? You're looking at me weird.
That sounds a lot like a description I've heard before.
And she has like long dark hair, and it's pulled back a little bit. And on her face, now, normally people in these sorts of poses, they have like a very like a stern look on their faces, but her eyes are bright, almost twinkling. And she has like the slightest upturn of her mouth. So it looks like she's smiling, like she's excited about what she sees.
Is she in front of a ginormous moon?
Nope. This is just her silhouette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that your card got more clear?
I don't know.
But speaking of cards, you haven't tarot'd for a while.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to tarot, but I would like to take out that particular moon card and look at the clothing and see if that's similar, because that's immediately what I thought of.
Oh, it's incredibly similar. You would say maybe the same.
Wild. So, like, on the card, am I wearing the pendulum on the card?
You are.
That's weird. Was I always wearing?
You don't know. Roll me a history check.
22.
You're pretty sure you were not always wearing the necklace. You're not sure when it must have appeared on the card. It could be right now, but you are almost 100% sure the first time you looked at this card, you were not wearing that pendulum.
What the fuck?
See, this is the problem. I can remember all of this shit, nothing else about my real life. It's going to be a problem.
All right, so I'm going to get my journal and, like, sketch the card and sketch the image, jot a whole bunch of notes down, lots of question marks, like, what the fuck? And then I'm also going to put an entry in there about wanting to look more into scaling up the non-detection spell.
Yeah, so I will say that that's going to take some time, because you're going to have to first work on learning non-detection, mm-hmm. and then work on scaling it up.
Right.
But it's definitely something you can work on, and you have Kai and Luteo to help, so that will help it go a little faster. But any other questions or things you want to say in this moment?
No, I think Char's just up on the deck to fly ship, guide the ship. I don't know how you want
to... So there is, nobody has to wear the helmet constantly to steer the ship. Once it is sort of locked in on a target, it will continue to go in the direction, the cruise control setting. But if you want to change course or, you know, whatever, you have to put the helmet back on to do so.
Okay, then no, he's just going to stay up and make sure it's guarded, I guess.
Okay. Anything else for you? Mm-mm. All right, well then that is where we are going to end this episode of Slay the Stars. Lots of interesting information today. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye. And now, a word from our friends over at Game Master Monday and their new mini-series, Bunnies and Burrows.
Many miles from here, past all the hustle and bustle of your town, past the mountains and hills, across the rivers and through the forest, there is a meadow. In this meadow are several divots and burrows housing a large and united warren of bunnies.
Well, one day I'm going to go out into the forest and I'm going to meet the forest gods myself.
Why are you showing me this? What does this have to do with... and what's going on in the warren?
It does puzzle me a little bit why the stories from different storytellers are different.
So we're in agreement.
Yes.
I'll see you at the lunch bell.
Bunnies and Burrows, the next Game Master Monday miniseries, begins May 6th wherever you get your podcasts.
Intro music by Isaac Fires. Character designs by Cam Gonzalez. Produced by Leah Hemrick. Graphics designer Jen Kearney. And audio engineer Arthur Polino.